Hi, Ella.
Hello.
I'll just make a quick introduction. My name is Alka Sharma. I'm the Executive Director of Folk Music Ontario. I also sit on a number of boards, such as the Folk Alliance International Board of Directors, which is based out of Kansas City in Kansas City. Yeah, I just said that. Based out of Kansas City. And I'm the treasurer on that board. And I'm also sit as the president of the Ottawa Music Industry Coalition Board of Directors here in Ottawa. Our organization, Folk Music Ontario, is based out of Ottawa, but we are basically representative of all of Ontario at this moment. We usually hold an in-person conference every year. And this year, obviously, because of the whole COVID thing that's happening, we've decided to do some online year-round programming. And so at the conference, though, we are able to have our members, which are made up of various three tiers of membership. So there's individual, organizational, and festivals. So every year we hold a festivals retreat. And then at the conference, we mainly cater to the individuals, which are mainly made up of artists, and then the organizations also. So we provide showcasing opportunities as well as professional development opportunities through workshops and panels and so forth. But the opportunity for artists to showcase, we have through our official showcase where people can apply for it. And then we actually set them up with one-on-one delegates, international delegates that we bring in so that they can meet the artists so they can be booked overseas. And as well, we have private showcase opportunities where even if you're not chosen for an official showcase, there is opportunities to showcase. And that usually happens from like 11 p.m. till 3:30 in the morning in various hotel rooms. So that's sort of what our conference is about and what Folk Music Ontario is doing. But as I mentioned, since we don't have an in-person conference coming up in September this year, we have moved everything to year-round online programming. That's what we're about.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on the spotlight and Polki. My name is Ala Stasiuk. I'm gonna represent Polki, a six-piece band today. So I think I have a little more introduction about Polki and what we do and who we are in presentation. So let me maybe just go ahead and share my screen, and after that, I guess we can have a little bit more open conversation.
That sounds great.
Okay, let
I'll
me.
just mute myself as you do that.
Okay, so you should guys see right now presentation, hopefully. Perfect. So we are Polki, we're a Polish Canadian folk band. Half of us is Polish, three Polish girls, and the rest of us are Canadians or Canadians with different backgrounds. I am actually one of the newest permanent residents in band. I just became a permanent resident in February, so I joined the rest of the group, being a newcomer. So we play traditional folk with a twist and kind of being influenced with all of the genres and all of the music from different parts of the world that we love and that we enjoy. So yeah, this is us, Polish folk music in a multicultural way. Okay, and so today, actually, our band leader Evelina was supposed to be here speaking instead of me, but she has way more important things to add. And I'm so sorry, guys, but I just got information that over 1 hour ago, she just gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. So here I am representing Polki. However, I still wanted to talk a little bit about Evelina. She's our leader, our band mama, and now officially a mama. She's a newcomer from Poland. She moved to Canada in 2015. She's ethnomusicologist. That's her education from back home. And here she recently graduated Arts Administration and Cultural Management program at Hamburg College. And she's very passionate about promoting female artists and creators, not only in music industry, but in the whole art sector, which you can also see through her work. She's also part of another all-female-led band called Blisk. So that's Evelina, and my name is Ala. As I said, I'm also arts manager, dancer, and 1/6 of Polki. I was trained vocally in Warsaw by Magdalena Sobczak from Warsaw Village Band, if anyone knows Kapela ze Wsi Warszawa. I've been dancing my whole life. I've toured around the world with two different dance companies, including Canada in 2015. And in 2016, I moved here to Toronto, where I met Evelina. We did not knew each other before. We met through mutual friends, and since we both share same love to Polish folk and folk in general, we decided to create Polki, and here they are. And on the other note, I'm also arts marketing professional. Today I'm presenting Polki, but I'm also part of Small World team and Global Toronto. So I'm really happy to be here today. And a little bit more about Polki. So as I said, we are a 6-piece band. We have Evelina, who, as I said, is our leader and main vocal. We have an amazing violinist, Georgia Hathaway, who is Canadian. She has never played a Polish music before, and now she even writes traditional Polish music, such as Oberek, that you can hear in our new album. We are also very lucky to have Marta Sołek, who is an amazing musician. She plays Ni Fidel, Suka, and Fidel Spotska, which are very old Polish instruments that were actually extinct or lost, and only recently people reconstructed them. So she's one of a very few, like really handful number of people who can play these instruments. So, and for sure, the only one in Canada. So we are really, really grateful to have her. And we also have Peter on bass, and we also usually have guest accordionist, most recently Tangi Ropas of Mosquito Bar, and myself. So also Polki, our name, it actually in that context does not mean polkas, although we do play polkas, but Polki or Polki in Polish means Polish woman. And since we feel like we are also a female-led band, and the topic of womanhood, both in culture and in folk and tradition, is really important to us. So we just wanted to have it coming with us along the journey. And as I said, we mix Polish folk with any other Eastern European music and any other music that we feel inspired by. And so we created Polki back in 2017, which was kind of a really fast and crazy journey. And I have to thank probably at least half of the people attending this conference for giving us a huge chance, because we feel really grateful as a newcomers to be able to be part of Canadian music scene. So we performed at Danforth Music Hall opening for our good friends from Lemon Bucket Orchestra, Aga Khan Museum, Summer Folk Festival. Last year, we were for the first time in Quebec, in Joliet. We also were at Folk Ontario Conference, I believe, in 2018, and Folk Alliance International. And 2 years ago, we released our first EP called Immigration, I feel like, because we were just in that moment in our lives, not entirely here, but also already not back home. And our new album is called Songs from Home. And that's the album that we recorded in September 2019. Because of the COVID, we had to hold on with launching it, but the album is almost ready to launch. So we are planning on live streaming release in September, if concerts are not ready to happen live. And so we chose Song from Home as our title because we feel like it really speaks to our collective understanding of home, as we do sing songs from home, but also Canada is our new home. So we are also creating that music here with, you know, collaboratively with other musicians here. And also wanted to dedicate that album to all of the people who made Canada their new home, and to all of that songs and music that bring us as a community together and gives us strength. So please stay tuned. We already have one song released, and the whole album will be coming soon as well. So I just wanted to share with you very quickly A little bit of our songs. So the first one, Rain, is already available on Spotify, SoundCloud, and I will make sure to maybe put somewhere in the chat link so you guys can listen to. Rain or Deszczyk is a traditional Polish song from Eastern Poland. And the next one I'm going to play, it's Kopanica, which is actually a melody of a Bulgarian dance, but we made a little twist and we put the Polish lyrics from a Polish mountain song. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope that the music is going to sound good with me sharing from my computer. That's a little bit of a sneak peek of what the new album is gonna sound like. And just to finish the presentation, we would love to connect with all of you guys attending conference. Actually, we are really looking forward to meeting, especially booking agents and managers, as we are self-managed band so far. And also because we are kind of getting busy with other projects, like having babies or organizing an online conference. We would love to, when it comes to our band, like really focus on music and have someone to support us in our career. Also, we feel like that's the right moment to do that kind of step, to move forward. We would love to, of course, once we are back to normal, start touring, but also really have any management support. So if you would like to connect with us, please visit our website or our social media, or you can also message me directly through the participants page on GT. And thank you so much. And looking forward to talking more with everyone.
Thank you. That was awesome. I'm not sure who else is on the call. I see iFancy and Nordest Studio. I think Nordest Studio is Shanley. But thank you. That was awesome. And so you, I think the Pokey used to be the Pokey Village Band. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
And so why did you decide to change the name just to Pokey?
Yeah. So the thing is that with the Village Band in Polish, it's the kind of direct translation. It's Kapela, and Kapela used to be a village band. Okay. So in Polish, it does make sense to call someone Kapela Polki, which means Polki Village Band.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, but we had that name in the first 2 years in our career, but then it was just like very confusing. People were calling us Polki Village or Village Band. And then we're like, you know what? We even call ourselves Polki, 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 and Polki means the woman, and yeah, that's what we are all about. So it just also felt like a right step to say goodbye to Village Band and be just Polki.
Okay. Yeah, because I do remember when Pokey Village Band played at Folk Music Ontario. So, okay, yeah, cool.
That's correct.
Good. And because of what's going on with COVID and everything, and after the band leader gets settled after having a baby an hour ago, is there any plan to perform live through online means at all?
Yes, yeah, so we are looking into live streaming options for our album release. We were supposed to have our release in June, but obviously everything got postponed. And now with, again, like I've been very busy at the moment, it's almost impossible. So right now we're looking into September dates to have a live stream performance. And also since our band really changed over last few years, with a new member, so we also want to have a really new good video, so that also feels like a good opportunity to, even though we cannot perform live, but at least focus on the areas that we did not have much time to work on before.
Okay, thank you. And once you are back on the road, is the plan to hopefully tour across Canada as well? And I know you said that you're interested in talking to booking agents and managers. I guess the one question is are you also interested in performing at festivals, I guess, across Canada and elsewhere?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was actually our plan for this summer. That's what we were looking forward. And even with a baby, we're like, yeah, we're going to have a full family on tour. But you know, like before we could even start, everything was already done. So we definitely look into performing at different festivals across Canada, not only within Ontario, but we were even hoping, you know, to go to BC or Eastern Canada as well. So yeah, we're absolutely, we would like to do that. We also would love to go and take our musicians who are not Canadians to Poland to show them all of the what's happening there, because this is really interesting movement and seeing that rebirth of folk culture kind of with that modern twist right now in Poland. It's really interesting. And they are already like so immersed in our music. And this is so great that we can have them together with us. But I feel like this trip would be also an amazing opportunity for all.
Yeah. And are you able to talk about the regional flavors of your music, like Polish and sort of Canadian Toronto music?
So we actually, in our band, we have two musicians that are really kind of rooted in like folk, Canadian folk music or North American folk music. So you can also, I think, feel a lot of that flavors in our music. But of course, in terms of where the Polish music is coming from, like we also have been a melting pot at some point, like all of the Ashkenazi music or Jewish music, actually, like in our album, you will hear a lot of Jewish melodies. And we were really lucky to perform at Ashkenaz Festival 2 years ago, which was great. But we will also have some Jewish Ashkenazi songs in the new album, but also Roma influence, sometimes Eastern, Middle Eastern. We were going to have one song, which is a wedding song. But Marta, who is playing the knee fiddles, she also plays Greek lira. And basically all of the knee fiddles that she plays kind of have been, you play them with your nails. I'm sorry, Marta, I'm describing that correctly, but it all probably comes from Middle East. So we also have a guest artist, Ahmed Monica, in one of our songs, who is singing with Evelina. So we do try to also have that music not only Polish, but creating that what Toronto sounds like, right? So all of newcomers coming together and sharing their music together and creating a new one, I believe.
Great. That's awesome. Sorry, I'm just
I don't even have a chat somewhere here.
Yeah. there is. Where did you record the latest album? In Toronto, or was it done in Poland?
So yeah, no, we recorded it here in Toronto. However, half of the production was done here by Jaron Freeman Fox. And half of the production was done by our friend Wojciech Lubertowicz in Poland. So again, like even that Polish-Canadian mix, you can even see it in the post-production of the album. Recorded also, we had to, because some of our event recordings, we were not able to continue them because of the whole pandemic happened. So we actually recently recorded our vocals, and I think we were the very first ones to record vocals at Small World Center, which is right now turned into big live streaming and recording studio. So that was great. But the full album, all of the musicians are from Canada or
yeah,
Canada currently, yes.
And so in your experience, can you talk about being a newcomer and how you were able to be a part of the local music scene and any newcomer for that matter?
Yeah.
What was your experience?
So I also coming from, you know, that folk performing arts background and kind of traveling and seeing different cultures at different festivals. Like for me, that was a celebration whenever I left Poland and I saw all of these different cultures at one festival. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I arrived to Toronto, like every time I would go to Kensington Market or now to Drum Taverna or, you know, any other bigger venue in Toronto, I feel like this is like a festival happening all year round, which is amazing.
Yeah. So
I feel like I felt as a newcomer, I felt really supported by community. I feel like in terms of, and also, you know, we're really grateful for the support that we also get from Factor and from mm-hmm. Ontario Arts Council, who supported our album. Although I feel like it was a journey, there was a lot of things that I think we had to learn on our own. And there are still things that I feel Canadian institutions might not understand in terms of what the newcomers need or what resources they need. I feel mm-hmm. like for sure that community support is there. And that's why I feel like we are where we are, because people trusted us, because people believed us and they loved what we do and they appreciated it. But I feel there is many things that we still have to work on in terms of like how to help newcomers who are coming here who don't have these resources, who do not know. And I was lucky enough to meet Evelina, who was already in Canada for a year. But if I would come here and I would not know anyone, I don't know if I would be here today.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's sometimes crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's pretty amazing. To have that support is very important. So good. I do, if it's possible, I would like it if you could send me the links to the latest album.
Yeah.
If it's completed, it'd be great to hear the full album.
Yeah.
If you don't mind doing that.
Absolutely. And everyone, if anyone is interested as well,
yeah,
we actually like have all of the mixed and masters recordings already. It's just that they are not available online on streaming platforms, but absolutely, if someone is interested, please feel free to reach out to me, and I will be sure, Alka, to share that with you as well.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear the whole album. And in terms of a booking agent, I could recommend a couple of people if you'd like. But off the top of my head, there's I don't know if you know Nikki Rochford. She runs Artists in Motion agency.
Yeah.
Or AIM. They're called AIM. And so she is someone that you may want to reach out to. When you send me the links, I'll email you her contact info if you'd like.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll be really happy to.
Yeah, and she's I believe she books Digging Roots and some other different types of tomato, which are based out of the East Coast. So she does have a few pretty good people on her roster. She might be somebody that you could reach out to. And she often is at our conference. So if you were actually performing at our conference again this year, which is obviously not happening, she would actually be there. And that's what she does, is like sort of look out for new artists. So
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, we'll be happy to. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. No problem. So how many more meetings do you have? Do you have more meetings?
I don't think just yet, but I will be happy to for sure. Like I'm open to, if someone wants to message me directly, I believe that my email is, I'm also monitoring our Polky, blackout as well, since Evelina, who is actually, she's been doing everything basically for a band, but now I'm kind of trying to step in and help her.
Yeah.
And that for sure. So we'll be monitoring both our socials and email and my personal email. So you can reach us at any of these, and I'll make sure to reply.
Okay.
to anyone who's interested.
Great. Yeah, thank you for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, it was a great presentation. Sorry?
That was interesting first.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for me too.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, thank you so much.